The Royal New Zealand College of Urgent Care is calling for consistency in the way after-hour medical and urgent care centres are funded. Documents obtained under the Official Information Act show in the first 8 months of last year, 24 after-hours medical practices and clinics had to reduce hours or close their doors due to critical staff shortages and cost pressures. In Porirua, health officials are considering replacing the overnight doctor at Keniparu Community Hospital's Accident and Medical Centre with a telehealth service. And last month, Coast to Coast Healthcare, which services the area between North Auckland and Whangarei, had to shut its overnight service due to staff issues. Other regions are also struggling to provide or retain after-hours care. Dr. Kelvin Ward is the chair of the Royal New Zealand College of Urgent Care, and he joins me now. Kia ora.
Good afternoon.
We're seeing clinics having to close or reduce services. What are the main issues as you see them?
Well, the main issues are primarily workforce, and that's both doctors and nurses. We're seeing significant shortages in both groups of staff. And that's due to a number of factors, but staff moving to Australia for higher wages and also to higher paying roles within New Zealand are two of the major issues.
And what are the changes you've seen? The changes in terms of the care that's being provided at medical facilities.
Well, as you've reported, this is putting significant pressure on the operation of urgent care clinics. Clinics in certain areas of the country are having to close early or reduce hours. That's flowing through to lack of care being provided for patients.
And what does it mean for patients in the smaller regions, and where are the worst gaps?
The gaps are around the country. Auckland has been affected, especially through last year. There have been problems with shortages of nursing staff in Canterbury, and also here in Wellington we're having issues with a lack of staff as well at the moment.
And we're looking at a situation, are we, where more and more regions could be without after-hours or urgent medical treatment? Is this a crisis point?
Well, there's certainly significant pressure on the system. It's been a consistent problem for a number of years now. And there are regular closures around the country of clinics. So it's an ongoing significant problem for the provision of after-hours care in many regions.
And can you just talk us through what's happening with the funding at these facilities?
Urgent care clinics often have a funding contract through ACC, which provides funding for accident consultations. But there's really no nationally consistent model to provide funding for non-accident or medical consultations. And this is a particular issue in ours. So there is often very little funding, if any funding at all, for a patient who presents with a medical problem in ours. And because of the pressure in general practice, we are seeing an increased proportion of our patients presenting in ours. And obviously there's no funding that follows that patient.
And what sort of discussions are you having on finding a solution?
Well, there is a review of primary care funding, which includes the urgent care funding, which is being initiated by Te Whatu Ora, and also a review by ACC of the funding model for urgent care clinics. So we're hoping to be and are involved in both of those, but it really is a significant issue with regard to the disparity in funding between accident and medical presentations to urgent care clinics.
And you touched on the Wellington region before with Keniparu Hospital. There's a 25-kilometre trip to Wellington Hospital. How much of an impact does that make for patients, especially with acute health needs?
I think it is very significant. There's often issues with transport, and 25 kilometres is a significant distance. Some presentations are quite urgent, and having a doctor and a nurse on site is, I think, imperative in communities where there is significant distance from a base hospital.
And what are your views on replacing services with telehealth?
I think telehealth has a role, but it's certainly not a replacement for in-person, face-to-face consultations. especially in areas which are underserviced and have potential for people presenting with quite acute problems. So it has a role, but it's certainly not a replacement.
Kia ora, that was Dr. Kelvin Ward, who is the chair of the Royal New Zealand College of Urgent Care.